Hello and welcome to this, the fourth segment of Sahara Universal Network's special program entitled Dawn of Awakening. I'm Vahid Tahami. Last week we examined different dimensions of Iran's Islamic revolution. In today's segment, we are going to look at some of the results of its victory.
It is generally conceded that Iran's Islamic revolution sparked one of the principal religious and political developments of our time. That has been the revival of the grassroots Islam. These results can be seen throughout the world, from Indonesia to Morocco and from Turkey to Timbuktu. The phenomenon has transformed cities and college campuses across not only in the Middle East, but Europe and the United States. The effects go on and on, transforming societies as they sweep across the globe. Yet, they can all be traced to a single event, Iran's Islamic Revolution.
Another slogan was freedom. Freedom of what? Freedom of any kind of dictatorship, freedom of any kind of foreign intervention, and decision taken by the people. If you go back to the Soviet Union, you will see that intellectuals and the parties representing the proletariat, as Lenin said, but in Iran, the masses themselves must make decision. Neither any classes ruling other people, nor any intellectuals, nor any one-man person.
Dr. Kalim Siddiqui, the late director of the Muslim Institute in London, agreed. He stated that since Iran's Islamic revolution, he had traveled widely throughout the Islamic world. And everywhere he had gone, even in the strongest bastions of Sunnism, he had witnessed the same phenomenon. Muslims everywhere had been galvanized and their imaginations had been captured. This was a direct result of Iran's Islamic revolution.
And every revolution has to reconcile its aims and objectives with its agenda and slogans. The Islamic Revolution united the Iranian people. In practical terms, that means that 50 days after March 31st and April 1st, 1979, the first referendum was held for choosing the government, and 98% of people voted for an Islamic Republic. In other words, all the people wanted Islam. And we are not talking about the strict school. Islam is a broad-based school with multilateral views. The people's needs put the founder of the revolution, Imam Khomeini, at the forefront. Moreover, the people themselves shaped the society of the new republic, which resulted from the revolution. And that's why we enter people's demands into our constitution.
In 1979, the Iranian people, led by Islamic clergymen, arose as one and overthrew the Persian monarchy, one of the oldest institutions of its kind in the world. They managed to accomplish this amazing feat while their foe was at the height of its power. Never in modern history had Iran's monarchy been stronger. With revenues pouring in from the country's vast oil supplies, it had at its disposal virtually unlimited resources. Moreover, it had joined the backing of most Western countries, including the United States. Yet the people of Iran, under the banner of Islam, managed to overthrow it and replace it with something new. They replaced it with an Islamic Republic dedicated to the implementation of the Sharia. It was a form of government that had never existed outside the pages of the Quran.
In 1978, most of the spontaneous slogans were chanted during the demonstrations by the people contained three key words: independence, liberty, and Islamic Republic.
What was the principal religious and political development that Iran's Islamic Revolution sparked?
Now, since that time, no day has passed without some news about the Islamic world. Whether it has been a movement in Pakistan, anti-Russian fighters in Chechnya, an Islamic conference in Indonesia, or elections in Iraq, Islam has figured prominently in the news. The world appears to be fascinated, and rightly so, for Islam has emerged as a dynamic political motivator and rallying point. Now, the Iranian Revolution was the event that turned the tide. It clearly demonstrated that Islam was capable of mobilizing vast numbers of people. It showed that this religion, which many had disregarded as ineffectual, was instead a driving political force and a force to be reckoned with.
The ideology of the revolution was neither imported from other countries nor created by anybody, but it was in the minds of the people, Islamic Republic. And the question of Islamic Republic is that we know, as said, that neither East nor the West, because East ideology was communism and the West was liberalism. Both of them were rejected by the people and decided to go to their own roots. The roots of the people were the belief in Islam and the ideology, which was politically oriented by what the teaching of Quran and other teaching.
Grassroots Islam or Islamic fundamentalism.
Since the revolution per se is a popular issue, many changes, political, social changes, considered as the revolution, while they are not really, from the scientific point of view, are revolutions. Therefore, politically speaking, we have different kinds of changes, political changes, like coup d'etat, reform, liberation movement, revolt, and revolution is the most completed issue which is seldom happened. If you go to the history, you will see only six revolutions have succeeded so far, which started with the French Revolution, Soviet, Chinese, Cuban, Nicaraguan, and Iran. Therefore, we have to see what are the particularity of the revolution. The particularity of the revolution, or the dimensions of the revolutions, have three dimensions: people's participation, leadership, and ideology.
Not only did Iran's Islamic Revolution result in transforming Islam into a dynamic political force, but it also brought about an awakening of the Islamic Ummah. This awakening occurred on both a social and personal level. For the first time in years, large groups of Muslims took pride in their religion and its attendant practices. Muslim women living in the West were no longer ashamed of wearing hijab or proper Muslim dress in public and to the workplace. Young girls living in Western countries began to choose to wear modest Muslim clothing rather than the more revealing clothes worn by their Western counterparts. Muslim students in universities began to request areas in which they could perform their prayers, and Muslim housewives began to buy groceries and prepare food according to Islamic dietary. Among non-Muslims as well, there was a rising interest in Islam and things Islamic. Bookstores throughout the United States and Europe began to stock Qurans. which had been translated into English and other Western languages. With the introduction of the internet, Muslim websites began to appear that taught the basic tenets of Islam. All of these trends were the direct results of Iran's Islamic Revolution. What did Iran's Islamic Revolution clearly demonstrate?
The most distinguished and specification of Iranian Revolution were that in all these three dimensions, with the complete and the greatest participation of the people, the great leadership, and the strongest ideology. If you go to other, compare with other revolutions, for example, in the Revolution of French, they are talking about bourgeoisie. In the Chinese Revolution, talking about the farmers and others, or in Cuba, guerrilla revolution. But in Iran, all the masses participated. And leadership was the most charismatic and legitimate revolution leader, which were accepted by all masses. On the other hand, ideology were intertwined with the minds of the people. The people knew Islam, were Muslim, and lived with Islam from the birth to the death. Therefore, nothing were important and nothing were peculiar for them. That was the reason that this revolution succeeded in a very complete sense in other, comparing with other revolutions.
That Islam was capable of mobilizing vast numbers of people and was a force to be reckoned with.
I think the main aspect of the Islamic Revolution of Iran is that this revolution was a divine one. I mean that this revolution was being helped by Allah. It was being directed by Allah. And Imam's leadership was not a normal leadership. And if we ignore this aspect, I mean the divine aspect of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, we cannot explain some points and some events which led to the Islam, to the victory of the Islamic revolution in Iran. According to Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, there were two main causes of this Islamic revolution. The first point was that the people, they did everything for the sake of Allah. In this way, Allah helped the people to gain the victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that if you help Allah, Allah will help you and make your steps firm and solid.
And this seems to be all we have for today's program. Well, thank you for joining us in this, the fourth segment of the Dawn of Awakening. Be sure and tune in next week at the same time, same place, for our next segment. Until then, goodbye and God bless.
On the other hand, at that time, there was bipolarity in the international system. If you look to other revolutions, like, for example, the Chinese Revolution, Cuban Revolution during bipolarity that succeeded, they have relied on one of the superpowers. Both Chinese and Cuban relying on the Soviet Union. But Iran decided that we do not want any kind of domination or reliance on other great powers.